On to Arsenal. You'll be looking to improve on last season's fourth.
Yes, definitely. You know, playing for Arsenal for the number of years that I have, it's all about winning trophies. So last year was a hard one for us. I think we was in a transition phase. Obviously, we lost the manager early on during the season, but we still managed to go on and win the FA Cup, you know, and most other teams would have taken that. But for Arsenal standards, we know we need to be pushing on again this year.
Yeah, and what about Chelsea in the FA Cup? How do you think you'll do?
I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I know when we played them last year in the quarterfinals, it went to extra time and Kelly Smith popped up with a winning goal like she normally does. So it's always like a tough game against Chelsea because they have some ex-Arsenal players in there, as well as Emma Hayes, the manager, used to be assistant coach at Arsenal. So there's that local rivalry there. But it's going to be an entertaining game.
Pedro's, obviously, it's going to be his first full season in charge.
Yeah.
What do you think we can expect?
Pedro's coached in America, which straight away I saw in his training. He knows the standards, the professional standards that Arsenal needs to be back at. Because I think kind of other teams overtook us, you know, they was pouring money in and making their teams professional. And even though Arsenal have always been up there, I think we was just kind of stuck at a level. And we wasn't progressing. So I think Pedro's come in and realised, well, no, we need to take it up another notch. It isn't okay just representing Arsenal in the name. We do need to be winning silverware. And, you know, just his professional outlook in training. Professional doesn't necessarily mean the money. Mm. You know, it means about having professional standards, the right attitudes in training. And he's brought that all into this team at the moment. And I think it's going to be an exciting season under him.
I mean, there seems to be the confidence. Jordan's re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
People like Leanne have come back. The only downer, I suppose, is Kelly's international retirement.
Yeah,
but I mean, you'll still have her playing a few games, getting minutes on.
I think after the international break, when we play China next week, Kelly's been working hard on the training pitch. You know, she's back in training with the team, so she will be a part of the team going forward in the next couple of weeks.
The BBC are getting the money out of you this week. You spoke to Jackie about Beth Mead.
Yes.
How do you think the likes of Sunderland are going to do around the FAWSL one? And more importantly, obviously, you'll be meeting them at the end of the month.
Yeah, I think going off that first game against Liverpool, I sat and watched it and I was really impressed with them. And the same thing, like I was talking about being professional, I know previously when Vic Akers used to be the manager at Arsenal, and we only used to train on a Tuesday and Thursday, so we wasn't professional, but Vic always installed professional standards in us that we was representing Arsenal, you know, the way you conduct yourself, the way you train. And I see that in this Sunderland team. So even though they're not been able to attract star names like the Manchester City or the Chelsea teams have, you know, they are a professional outfit in all sense of the words. And I think they're not just going to survive in this league, but I think they're going to do well.
How have you seen the actual league grow?
Yeah, I feel like I say it every season, but this season will be the most competitive yet. It really will. When you look around all the teams, I think teams are on parity. Every team has star players in it, where maybe in the past only two or three teams had players. So when you look at our game against Notts County tomorrow, they're signing England internationals in the summer, as well as Arsenal are signing England internationals. So that just shows it's not just the Arsenal, Chelsea's, the Manchester City's, it's the Notts County's, the Sunderland's that are doing well and signing players. So that makes the whole league even.